Welcome to TealTownUSA.com. Yes, it's the show that AJ and Hockey Jerk both have teased me about doing or actually doing. Welcome to Jersey Jargon, and where we talk about all kinds of logos and jerseys and whatnot. Of course, as some people have said, San Jose's favorite hockey jersey designer. I am Eric Curra. You can also please follow me on Twitter at PuckGuy14. With us today, a very good friend, a longtime friend. He is the founder and editor of sportslogos.net, Mr. Chris Creamer. How are you, good sir?
Mr. Kura, I'm doing good. How are you? I like the idea of this show. I hope it doesn't end up like Fun with Flags on Big Bang Theory.
No. No, I think there's going to be more successfulness of this show than anything else. But it's been, you know, we've known each other for, probably close to 20 years when you got the site started.
Are you there?
I'm here.
I'm going to ask you for a second. Should we start again?
No, you're good. You're good.
Okay. Yeah, it's been amazing. 20 years. I can't believe that I've known you this long. I mean, you were a scrawny little kid back then. So was I. And we've both, done it all, seen it all. And it's amazing. We've both come out alive on the other end, but we're still going strong. And I'm glad to see sort of how well you've been doing. You made great strides from your days at the produce department. Yeah. to now hosting your own jersey segment on a video podcast.
Yes. It's kind of strange. We both worked in a grocery store, and now here we are today. Chris has also collaborated with the National Hockey League. So if you've seen, I would say that the most infamous thing would be that map video that put together the logos. I think that was a huge part of you, and I gotta say, the research that you put together and all that should be well condemned.
Oh. So did you say infamous and condemned? Because those both sound like. that was a great project to be a part of. Just months and months going to the Hockey Hall of Fame and going through the Resource Center and just having the honor and privilege of being able to leaf through programs going back to the 20s, 30s, and going through historic letterheads and game-worn merchandise, jerseys, and anything you could imagine, just being able to get my hands on that stuff. And they say sort of act like you've been there before. I was there as a fan. I was laughing. I was like a kid in some kind of crazy store. And it was just remarkable being able to do that. And then being able to see your work on the big stage, like with the National Hockey League, and still seeing it in use on all these future projects they're still working on is a surreal sort of feeling. Knowing that sort of when you're younger and you're just sort of discovering these logos by looking at old OPG hockey cards from the 60s and 70s, to knowing that now I've played a hand in sort of shaping the NHL's own history. That's a little nutty to me. It'll take a while before that sinks in.
That's so cool. And for those, it was back in January when we had the Centennial Fan Arena, but going through the research of the logos, that was pretty much all Chris's part there. So kudos to you. Let's talk present wise with the new Adidas jerseys. What did you think of them? I know a lot of people were talking about, oh, that's an interesting color, the material wise, and we saw some new designs through it. What did you think of all the unveilings and such?
Well, for me, a lot of it was making sure there wasn't any crazy overhauls, because going into any sort of manufacturer switch, that's the big fear people have. They think that, okay, well, now Adidas is going to ruin the NHL. We thought that with Nike and the NFL a few years back. So going into it, I had to go into it with that mindset. Let's make sure that things aren't being ruined. I knew they wouldn't be, but you sort of go into it with low expectations. I left feeling impressed with what they did, and I think mostly because they didn't change a lot. They respected a lot of team traditions. They stuck with what, you know, for most of the franchises anyways, they stuck with what the fans wanted. If I did have to criticize, and this is such a minor thing, you know, the collar on some teams, I don't like the alternate colors that they use on some of them. You know, Winnipeg's got a big white pentagon now in the front of their jersey. I know Chicago, a lot of people didn't like that on their home reds. But I mean, that's overall, that's a minor thing. There's no three stripes everywhere. There's no Adidas branding going crazy.
Yeah.
If my biggest complaint about a league-wide redesign is the collar, overall, it's a success to me. You could talk about, you know, the shoulders, they have that little pattern on there. I don't mind that so much. You only see it when you're like really sort of up close, either in person or on like HD. And even then, I'm just thankful there's no big giant advertising patch like in the NBA. So
exactly.
Right. So overall, they did well. A couple of hiccups here and there. But we only really noticed those hiccups because they did so well everywhere else.
Exactly. Yeah, they did an outstanding job. So kudos to the Adidas crew over there. Out of all of them, is there one that you just wish, you know, I wish I could contact them. I wish they could do something different with this team.
Well, a lot of that, I don't know if you mean specifically with what Adidas did. But
or in the design-wise, I should say. I'm sorry.
Design-wise, well, I just beg that Ottawa does something soon. And it seems like they're going to, based on how they're using that that O logo on all their social media, their marketing, their center ice logo now. You don't see that Senator head anywhere aside from the front of their jerseys. So Ottawa, they're stuck in that old Reebok template. Why they carried it over to Adidas, I don't know. Maybe they just weren't ready in time for the switch. But if you've ever seen the Senators play in person, you know, down there in San Jose, I mean, I got to see them in person on the road for the first time in January in Toronto here. And I can't believe how boring those uniforms are in person. Like they're not the Senators that I sort of grew up with, which while their uniforms are never amazing, they are at least interesting. They're eye pleasing, especially the, you know, the mid to late 90s where they had the big white and red stripes. Mm-hmm. It's a shame to see that go. That's such an iconic look in Ottawa hockey history. The Ottawa 67s of the OHL, they get it. But the Ottawa Senators, these last 15, 20 years, they've just sort of pushed it aside, you know, alternate jersey aside. So I'm hoping that the logos we're seeing in social media and all that is a sign of things to come. If not, I don't know if this franchise will ever learn.
That's true. Ottawa's probably the one that I hope they have the light bulb over their head turn on eventually. For the Sharks, there just seems to be, you know, I mean, obviously the tradition is Pacific teal or deep Pacific teal as it is now. What have you liked in the look of the Sharks in the past? And is there something they should do going forward? I mean, we've heard that they're talking about making a third jersey. There's some speculation that they might go back to black. What are your thoughts on what San Jose's look, especially with all these new alternate logos that are coming up, especially on the jersey this year?
Right. So San Jose, they've always had a solid look. I mean, with a color scheme like that, you can't go wrong. And sort of the logos they've always had have been great. I mean, a shark breaking a hockey stick, that's pretty damn cool. And even with slight modernizations, it's really held up and stood the test of time. Their current look, the one that they did with Adidas, you know, overall, it's a good look. And the one complaint I'd have, and this applies pretty much across the league where it's missing, is the waist stripe. The Sharks need a waist stripe. They really do. And I don't care what they say, if it makes the jersey weigh more or not. That to me sounds like maybe they're just making something up. I don't know. But that the couple extra ounces it adds, it really needs to be added back. It really completes the look. And then switch the alternate patches, the new shoulder logos they have now. Mm-hmm. I really like what they did there too, especially on the road, how they made the shoulder patch, the SJ, that logo, sort of going back to that tradition you see more in baseball where you represent your city when you're on the road. You don't see that in hockey a lot, but it's great to see the Sharks sort of embracing that tradition. Going forward with an alternate jersey, I think it's got to be black. If you're going to do an alternate jersey, it's really got to be a different color from your typical home set. And unless the Sharks are going to go that burnt orange color that they...
No, don't, Chris, no. Just don't, no.
Well, it looks good on your little nameplate there. But it works really well as an accent color, not as a main color. And especially with that team down the interstate where an orange is their main color, perhaps not a good idea. So with that considered, they got to go black. And I mean, the black and the teal looks good together, I think. So something like this, and if they can reincorporate this, I wouldn't be upset.
Yeah, no, I think you're hitting the head on what the fans have wanted. They supposedly want another black jersey. I think more teal into it. But yeah, that shoulder fin needs to be on there. I think that's just goes to the history of the Sharks organization in regards to, you know, they started with a shoulder fin. It's kind of like they're a Shark in attacking mode. So,
and I mean, yeah, Sharks have a decent history now. I mean, over 25 years, coming up to 30 soon.
I know. Can you believe it?
I can't believe it. So, I mean, maybe it's time to start embracing that history like every other team does. I mean, they're a Southern area team, maybe not completely Southern, but that doesn't mean they can't embrace their history. They've been around enough. So let's do it. They're not Original Six. Who cares? Let's start well.
Hey, they're a part of the Original 22, Chris. That's, I mean, come on now.
Okay, that's a new one. I've never heard that before. All right. Glorious Original 22, which lasted one season.
Yes. All right, Chris. Tell everybody where they can find you and what's going on with your website, sportslogos.net.
Sure. Well, you know, sportslogos.net, we've been around over 20 years now. I feel like I've been doing it my whole life. Pretty much have been. I'm starting to get a little tired, but people keep stopping by checking it out, so I guess I'll keep doing it. You know, it's a huge collection of hockey logos, not just hockey, around the world, sports logos, going back to, you know, to the 1800s, right up to today, covering, you know, logos, uniforms, memorial patches, stadium logos, banners, everything you could think of that has to do with design in sports. We try to catalog it and have it on display for you to check out whenever you want. Think of it as a virtual museum of sports branding with free admission. In addition to that, we also have the community forums, which is where the man I'm speaking to sort of got to know me. That's at boards.sportslogos.net, where you can talk with other like-minded individuals and share your concepts and your thoughts and have conversations like Eric and I are having right now without the awkward video. In addition to that, we also do news. So we talk about rumors, you know, sometimes we get information that wasn't meant to come out yet, and we'll share that with you where we can legally.
yeah, that's true.
We also talk about, you know, some origin stories about, you know, for example, how did the Sharks get their logo? Maybe one day we'll do a story about that. And on Twitter, at SportsLogosNet. And that's where I do most of my updating because it's so much easier just to type 140 characters and press enter than it is to write out five or six paragraphs and hit publish.
Isn't that the truth?
And of course, there's Instagram and Facebook and all those things. Just do a search for my name or sportslogos.net and you'll find what you're looking for.
Yep. He is Chris Creamer of sportslogos.net, a very good friend wearing a very nice jersey. I appreciate you coming on and rocking that. As for me, you can follow me on Twitter at PuckGuy14 or on the line on Twitter at TealTownUSA on the Twitter machine or TealTownUSA.com. Chris, thank you as always, my good friend.
You're welcome. Take care.